In March, Marin and Sonoma County voters will decide whether to extend a sales tax supporting the SMART train until 2059. Campaigns on both sides of the issue have each received over $1 million in support of their positions. Reporter Will Houston from the Marin Independent Journal has been following the issue closely. He joined KRCB's Adia White on the phone to explain why this measure is so controversial.
Measure I is a 30-year extension of SMART's existing quarter-cent sales tax, and that tax was passed by Marin and Sonoma County voters back in 2008. And essentially has been the primary revenue source for SMART and has allowed it to leverage funds, grant funds, to build out the existing 45 miles of rail that exists between Larkspur and the Sonoma County Airport. But that tax doesn't expire until 2029. So people are wondering why SMART is coming forward now with a measure to extend the tax out to 2059. And essentially, SMART says its financial projections show it will be depleting its major operating and reserve funds in tens of millions of dollars by 2024 because of increased costs, everything from bond debt payments to labor costs to the rail buildouts. Essentially, to avoid that, by extending this tax measure, they would be able to refinance their bond debt payments. That would work to both avoid the service cuts, but also bring in an additional $12 million in annual revenue, which they can use to continue trying to get those grant funds and build out the rest of the railway to Cloverdale.
And we've had some major funders come out for and against this measure. Can you talk a little bit about how much money has gone into this campaign and who those donors are?
Yeah, this is one of the most highly funded local campaigns we've had here in recent memory, at least according to one local political analyst. And about $2.35 million has been contributed so far. This year there is a major funder through Molly Flater, who is the chief operating officer for the Sonoma County-based Gallagher Homes, and she's also the daughter of a prominent developer, Bill Gallagher. And so far, she's pitched in about $1.2 million, and that's pretty much about 99% of the contributions the opposition campaign, they're called Not So SMART, has received so far. That was a major contribution to the opposition's. The advocates of the tax measure didn't have that kind of money. But then the Federalized Indians of Grayton Rancheria up in Sonoma County later that month pitched in about $1 million to the advocacy campaign. So that put them on more of a level playing field at this point.
And have you talked with either of these major donors about this, and do we know what their motivations are?
Yeah. Molly Flater, she said in a statement that the management hasn't been good. There hasn't been adequate financial oversight. The rail hasn't been built out as promised to voters in 2008. There's questionable impacts on Highway 101 traffic and questionable evidence supporting greenhouse gas reductions and overall just high cost for taxpayers for the ridership as it exists now. The Federalized Indians of Grayton Rancheria are saying that they support the SMART train in general for greenhouse gas reductions, but they also put the money in as in a direct response to Molly Flater's contribution, saying that the opposition campaign is putting out disinformation and they want to use this money to counter that argument.
That was Will Houston from the Marin Independent Journal talking with KRCB's Adia White. You'll find more on the SMART tax at norcalpublicmedia.org.